Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to a quick microcast episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks, and the Browns are 4-4-4 in the awards. Just take it all back. Everybody else in the NFL last night was a Cleveland Browns award show, and I'm not just talking about the Mad Dog Awards, which we did live on YouTube. And if you haven't seen the Mad Dog Awards, please go check those out. But I'm talking about the NFL Honors. Josh, all alone with you. Like I said, doing a quick microcast. Just want to get this out today, giving some quick reactions from the show about the awards for the Browns. And we came into this having a pretty good feeling who was going to win each award. We definitely felt like Myles Garrett had all the odds on to win the Defensive Player of the Year award. All the betting, sports betting apps and Vegas and everything had him as the clear front runner, clear leader, betting favorite in that department. And then Kevin Stefanski, you know, we weren't sure if he was going to win Coach of the Year award, but, you know, he was up against some really, really good coaches, and as it should be in the NFL for these awards. So you had, you know, Dan Campbell and D'Amico Ryans, who were both very deserving of that award, but so was Kevin Stefanski. So let's just kind of break these down real quick, because I cannot believe the outpouring of tears and whiny and excuses and everything coming from Steelers fans, because TJ Watt did not win Defensive Player of the Year award. It was Myles Garrett. And I got to tell you guys, it's pretty pathetic, Steeler fans. If anybody out there is watching this and you're a Steelers fan, you guys need to just chill out. You guys are embarrassing yourselves. Quit crying. Oh my gosh, the amount of Steelers fans that have told me just this morning that the Defensive Player of the Year award is just a lifetime achievement participation award. It doesn't count. Didn't TJ Watt just win it a couple years ago in 2021? Oh no, but that one counts. Yeah, he actually earned that one. Okay, guys, can we just chill out? Quit trying. It's pathetic. If this is how Steeler fans are going to be, and if this is how they're going to act when the Steelers aren't very good, man, it's going to be a rough few years coming up, because I do not think the Steelers, even though they're going to be competitive because they are the Steelers, and we give them credit unlike they'll ever give us. Mike Tomlin's a hell of a coach. They're a great team. They always have a great defense. They are in a very bad quarterback situation. Their offense not good in 2023. Don't know what it's going to look like under Arthur Smith, but either way, they are going to be so insufferably whiny. Yeah, it's okay. We're here for it all day. But anyway, so, Myles Garrett wins Defensive Player of the Year award, and I'm just going to play a quick clip of his acceptance speech because, hey, Myles, you have been working your entire career. And honestly, I know we can get on Myles as Browns fans quite often for, you know, not always having a full season or, you know, his numbers dropping off here and there. But he still has a ton of non-counting stats, whether people care about those or not or think they matter. I think they matter. Just because he doesn't record a sack on a play does not mean he didn't impact the play. I think that's such a stupid mindset, honestly. To think that just because a guy doesn't record a recordable stat on a play means he did nothing. Come on, guys, that's ridiculous. So here's Myles' acceptance speech, and then we'll get back to it.
Whew. Howdy. First of all, I want to say all glory to the Most High. Without him, I would not be here in front of y'all today. Thank you. I want to thank my lovely parents who are in attendance today. I mean, without y'all love and support and y'all being perfect examples for me, now this wouldn't be possible. I want to thank my brother and my sister who have also been great examples for me. I want to thank the Browns organization for y'all believing in me. Jimmy, D. Haslam, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, Schwartz, and man, we had a hell of a brotherhood that helped support me and get me here as well. And I have a great team that has been around me for the last 2 years, helped support me in my wellness, you know, getting together. Shay, Coral, Nicole, my high school coach who I was able to bring here and bring into attendance, Coach Gonzo, thank you. It's been a blessing. And to the city of Cleveland, this one's for you. We're going to bring home something bigger next time. Let's go.
So congratulations, Myles Garrett, your first Defensive Player of the Year award, and we couldn't be happier for you. Now let's bring it back in 2024. Let's win it again, and let's win it where nobody can complain about anything, even though they will anyway, you know, because it's Steelers fans. But anyway, we're going to move on here. Joe freaking Flacco, baby, wins the Comeback Player of the Year award. And, you know, it was really kind of down between him and DeMar Hamlin. And I know Joe came out a little while ago and said, I think DeMar deserves this award. I don't need it. All I did was play football. He came, you know, he pretty much died on the field and everything else. And while that was one of the most horrific, frightening moments that I've ever witnessed watching anything, let alone a sporting event, you know, with DeMar Hamlin last year in 2022, whenever he had his cardiac arrest on the field, the guy didn't do anything here in 2023. He appeared in 5 games and he recorded 2 tackles. I'm sorry. Comeback Player of the Year is about your performance on the football field. I'm not trying to downplay the fact that he had a heart attack on the field and everything and had to be resuscitated and all that. I'm very happy that he is alive. Thank you. I mean, it's a blessing that everything went the way it did for him afterward, but Joe Flacco earned Comeback Player of the Year on the football field. What he did in 6 games with the Browns, 5 straight games of 300 plus yards, like it was 1,900 some yards, 14 touchdowns, 10 picks. Now the turnovers, we've talked extensively, they were a huge problem, but the touchdowns, the yards, leading the Browns to victories when we were on our last ditch, last resort effort at the quarterback position. Deshaun Watson's out for the season. The backup, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, is on IR. PJ Walker is straight ass. We were in a bad spot, and I don't know if there's anybody else who could have come in and did what Joe Flacco did, because we were seriously sitting in a position where, yes, the defense was still going to be very, very good and elite, but at the same time, the offense was going to struggle, and we probably weren't going to make the playoffs because our ability to manufacture points was just, it was gone. It was absolutely gone. Joe Flacco came in, rejuvenated that, gave us all hope back, took the just everything by the balls and went hard. And man, did he ever earn this award. So thank you, Joe. It was an awesome year and don't know what the future is going to hold. We've talked about that. I'm sure we'll talk about it more. But here's Joe Flacco's acceptance speech at the award ceremony, and then we'll get back to it.
First of all, I just want to congratulate all you other nominees and winners here tonight. Such a special group of men. I'm just honored to be up here and get to enjoy it all with you guys. Big thanks to the city of Cleveland and just everybody in Cleveland. I want to say thank you to my teammates just for welcoming me into that locker room at that point in the year. To welcome a new guy is not the easiest thing, so I want to say thank you to those guys. I want to say thank you to the organization for just giving me the opportunity to do what I love to do, and that's play football. And I want to say thank you to the city just for making me and my family feel at home for a couple months. Truly special. And before I get out of here, I want to say thank you to my beautiful wife. None of this would be possible without her running the show back at home and being the woman that she is. So thank you, guys.
What's up, Ohio? Don't miss out on this fantastic offer from DraftKings for the big game. New customers who sign up with our promo code THEDOGS, all one word, and place a $5 first bet will instantly receive $200 in bonus bets. You'll get eight $25 bonus bet tokens, allowing you to make multiple wagers with your reward. These tokens are valid for 7 days, giving you time to find your favorite bets. If you download the DraftKings app before the big game, make sure to sign up with our code THEDOGS to get your $200 of bonus bets. This offer is only available for new customers who are 21 and older and physically present in Ohio. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Check the episode description for the full terms of the offer to see if you qualify. This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over, so you get 10% off every order you make using code DOGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DOGS.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So congratulations, Joe Flacco. Again, an awesome six-game stretch. You came in and essentially saved our season because we were about to be like the New York Jets with a very good defense and losing games because we just can't score points. So you saved us from that. You and Kevin Stefanski coming together, masterminding this thing, and it was a thing of beauty. And speaking of Kevin Stefanski, so deserved that Kevin Stefanski wins his second, not his first, but his second Head Coach of the Year award in four seasons. Guys, I can't explain how impressed I am with Kevin Stefanski. I've listened to everything that Andrew Berry says about him, about Kevin as a leader, about Kevin as a motivator and bringing guys together. He can rally these guys. I mean, you know, I've never been in an NFL locker room. I've never been part of an NFL team, obviously. But just imagine, you know, you've got a collective group of young guys who all have just recently, for the most part, come into big money. They have been top athletes at their position, at their sport, their pretty much their entire lives. High school, they were probably like the number one guy for miles and miles and miles. College, they were one of the number one guys there. To make it to the NFL, you have to be that good. So there are egos, basically, is what I'm trying to get to. And you have to manage that. You have to manage egos, expectations, unrealistic expectations from guys, probably. You have to manage, you know, inner turmoil. Not everybody's going to get along just because you don't see the turmoil. I mean, every team has it. There's no way that 53 guys on every team all like each other. But to be able to bring guys together as a team and say, yeah, you may not all like each other, but when we're here, we're going to work together and we're going to play together and we're going to freaking win together. And that's what the Browns did this year, 11-6 with all the injuries. It started week one and it never stopped. It started with Conklin going down, went to Chubb, then Deshaun, and it was just, we lost major player after major player after major player. Everybody's going on IR, and somehow this team did not lose focus. They did not lose the resolve. They did not lose the goal and the mission, and that all goes back to Kevin Stefanski. It starts at the top, and it goes down from there. So thank you, Kevin, for a phenomenal year. I know it's crazy to think that we came into the season with a lot of Browns fans and people, and even us on this show talking about, well, you know, this could be a turning season for Kevin if things start out bad, you know, because he's had two down years. He won Coach of the Year in 2020, made the playoffs, beat the Steelers. Ha! Screw you, Steelers. Gosh, we hate you guys so much. And, you know, then he comes back in 21. It's not a great season. 22, not a great season. And then this year, it all turns right back around and much deserved. Hopefully Kevin gets his contract extension with the Browns soon. Love to lock him up for a longer period of time because for once in my lifetime, I have never seen it where the Browns have consistency at the coaching position, at the front office position. Just the fact that we have Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski for four seasons now, and it's going to continue into five and hopefully more and more beyond that, it builds the type of culture and what the team is able to do. This team does not go 11-6 through all that adversity this year without that consistency having been built for the previous 3 years up to this. So congrats, Kevin Stefanski, number two on your mantle, and you deserve it. You absolutely deserve it. And much deserved as well. Jim Schwartz, new defensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns, came in this season in 2023, completely changed the defense. We went from being a defense that was so hard to watch to being a defense that was so fun to watch. Loved it when the defense got on the field. Always felt like there was a chance on every play something big is going to happen here with this defense. We had like the most forced three and outs. We were the number one defense in the league at home. Not all that great on the road, and we've talked about that. So hopefully we can get that all cleaned up. But again, here we go with consistency. Jim Schwartz heading into year two with the Browns. And year one brings home Assistant Coach of the Year at the NFL Honors. So good for you, Jim Schwartz. Congratulations. We're so happy you're here. We love having Jim Schwartz with Kevin Stefanski and just all the coaching moves that the team has made so far this offseason. We're excited about it. Everything that this team does is intentional. We say that all the time. They don't do anything on hope and a prayer. They do everything with an intention. Now, it doesn't always work out that way, and that's just how life is. But if you do things intentionally, more times than not, the things that you do are going to work out because you're doing them intentionally. You're putting thought and reason and process into them. And we're seeing the results on the field. So this was a phenomenal year for the Browns. It was so much fun. And it was just awesome to watch last night as the Browns took just a clean sweep of the awards. And you know, this kind of thing just does not happen to the Browns. And you've got other fan bases. And yes, I am talking primarily about the Steelers because they are crying their baby butts off today. But the Browns dominated that award show. And people can say all they want. Oh, well, you know, it's just end of season individual awards. And the only thing that matters is Super Bowl. Well, then guess what? There's 31 teams that I guess nothing matters for then, because only one team wins the Super Bowl. But every team is making strides at all times. And you are either getting better or you are getting worse. And the Browns are continuing to get better. And I will never apologize for being excited about that. Did we lose in the wild card round? Sure. So did a bunch of other teams. Did other teams lose in the divisional? Yes. Did teams lose in the championship round? Yes. Is a team going to lose in the Super Bowl? Yup. That's going to happen. But you know what? There are so many things to build off of from this Brown season going into 2024. And that's the focus. And that's where we're headed. This offseason is going to be a ton of fun. Make sure you guys stay tuned to the podcast. On YouTube, make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel, tap the notification bell so you don't miss any new episodes, microcasts like this, things that we're dropping. I'm doing an interview with Barry Shuck from Dogs by Nature this weekend. He was at the Senior Bowl all last week, went to the game and all that stuff. He interviewed a ton of players. We are going to be talking about those players, guys that he thinks could be Senior Bowl prospect possibilities for the Browns in the NFL draft. And from what we've learned from Barry Shuck in years past, a lot of the guys that he interviews at the Pro or the Senior Bowl and meets there and watches and details from the Senior Bowl end up either coming. First of all, he's pegged quite a few Browns draft picks that have worked out for the Browns. And he's also just brought up a ton of names that, you know, the Browns could be interested in. And they are names of guys that have had success at the NFL level pretty much immediately. So it's a ton of fun talking to him. That'll be next week sometime. It'll air. So stay tuned for that. And we will be back with you guys next week talking about everything else. We'll get Blake and Justin, their thoughts on the NFL awards and everything that happens this weekend. But I just wanted to jump on, give everybody my thoughts, reactions to the Browns winning the awards, tell Steelers fans to suck it. Because I'm sorry, if you want to tell me that the Defensive Player of the Year award is just a participation trophy, then, I mean, I guess TJ Watt got his participation trophy in 2021. If that one counts, so does this one for Miles. So suck it. And at the end of the day, we honestly don't really care what you guys think about. It's just a lot of fun harassing you and hazing and doing all this fun stuff. So, Browns fans, I appreciate you guys tuning in. And drop your thoughts in the comments below. I mean, do you guys think Miles deserved the DPOY, or did, you know, Micah Parsons or somebody else, Max Crosby, with some of the other candidates, Kevin Stefanski, was he the clear-cut choice for Coach of the Year? Like, you know, I believe he was. Or did you think that D'Amico Ryans or Dan Campbell should have won it? And some of the other awards, I mean, are kind of self-explanatory, but let me know your thoughts. I want to hear from everybody, and I hope you guys all have a great weekend. Stay safe, and until we see you guys next week, let's go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
We When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.